RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
There was some real concerns for me on how this offensive line would be able to handle things against, I don't think the Chargers are a great defensive line, but they do have pass rushers who have the ability to win one-on-one matchups. And Khalil Mack's not as obviously as great as he was, but still a guy that can give you problems. But they have a pretty good pass rush. They've got a really good defensive coordinator in Jesse Minter. And listen, there were times there were pressures, right? The second half, there were drives ruined by pressure in particular blitzes. But I got to say, Clint, that offensive line, without having their two starting tackles, Trent Brown and an nursery, which then made Titus Howard have to flip out of his left guard spot to right tackle and then bring Patterson off the bench. And then the most concerning part, bring Blake Fisher off the bench, who, let's just be honest, he has just not fared well when he's had to go in. Hell, even in his jumbo packages, it hasn't been just great. He's struggled when he's had to go in to fill in for some of the guys through injury. And they gave up no sacks. And I think CJ had a lot to do with some of that as well, especially on those pressures in the second half. But it seemed like the Chargers could really only get pressure when they sent pressure. And I got to give credit to that O-line and everybody that got them prepared, because plenty of time, especially in the first half, CJ had ample time to throw. And they were able to run the ball especially well enough when the Chargers knew they needed to try to run the ball late in the game. So I was surprised by the offensive line's performance.
Yeah, look, Ron, I think when you talk about the way the Texans, and really for a long time, have handled offensive line play, it's... I've not been a big fan of it. I've been pretty vocal about not being a big fan of it. I don't like the best five. I don't like planning to shuffle your entire line when one guy gets injured, right? Like, I don't like all the cross training. I don't like, having tackles playing guards. And I don't like the thought of, one guy goes down and the offensive coordinator's talking about, well, we'd like to have somebody that's played that position before, but it's not a requirement. Like, I don't like that approach. But I'm going to tell you, when you do take that approach, and that is your plan from jump, is to cross-train everybody, to always play like literally your best five offensive linemen instead of play two guards, two tackles, and a center. When it does make sense, and when it does, when it does bear fruit, if you will, when it's obvious that it's a positive, is when you get multiple guys injured, right? I mean, the thought of having Titus Howard move from not only guard to tackle, but the left side of the O-line to the right side of the O-line, and fill in for a tackle because you've had so many guys hurt, and then you got a center playing left guard. And then you've got your sixth offensive lineman playing. Like all of that, when it makes sense, and when you're glad you took that approach, is when all hell breaks loose and you've got a bunch of injuries, right? You're thankful that you did all of those types of things. I don't necessarily like that approach. I would prefer to go, you know, have a bunch of guards and have your tackles and those guys. You got a backup tackle. You got a tackle that can be a swing tackle. But you know, this is a time when their approach, they were right. This approach, it pays off when you've got literally three of your five offensive line positions were played by somebody else than the previous 6 weeks.
Yeah.
That's when it pays off, man.
I was surprised, man. Blake Fisher was really potentially have some problems. I thought they would try to force matchups where some of their pass rushers against Patterson. But it didn't matter, man. They really held up, and they, for the most part, were prepared. There were some moments where some free rushers came that you're not sure if that was on them,
right,
if that was on the quarterback, that was on the running back, the tight end, not sure. But for the most part, the offensive line did not rear itself to be the problem.
Yeah.
Well, right? Like, you went through it. Like, I don't know how much – if you've missed Tape Drop Tuesday, I don't know how much you had allocated towards the offensive line issues. There were issues offensively, but it seemed like they were a lot further down on the list than I would have thought. Right? I thought this was going to be a breakdown situation, and the potential for it, at least, and it wasn't. And I'll be honest, even more than that, I'm sitting there watching. I rewatched it this morning. Not this year. You know, the hope is that they can get Trent Brown out there and they can get, you know, Ursary out there and their guys back there, because they did. I think a big part of the turnaround was finding, as you said, that group that they could work with and trust offensive line-wise. But for the future, they've got to figure out a way if Titus Howard's going to be here, that Titus Howard plays his best position. And it is not just his best position, but he is the best on the team at that position. Titus Howard was at times dominant in that game against the Chargers. He had no problem. You could leave him over there by himself with Mack, with any of their pass rushers, and he did the job. Right? He's not perfect. Does he have some issues at times? But, man, you could clearly see it didn't matter what they tried to do, a bull rush. They tried to do speed rush to the outside. They tried to do speed to power. They tried to do starch outside and then cross back. They tried to do – it didn't matter. He looked really, really good out there, Clint. And, again, if they can have everybody healthy, I get that. But in the future, man, to me, it is a weird thing that your best tackle doesn't play tackle for your team. I understand but whatever has happened to me, if they can, because Trent Brown's not a long-term answer.
Yeah, he's not a long-term play. And if you look at what, I know Blake Fisher played good Saturday, but if you look at the way his training camp went, I mean, they can't have a ton of confidence in his ability to play 17 games, 18 weeks worth of tackle. So, yeah, I think there's clearly a, you know, we'll see in this offseason and kind of how do they address the guard position. Or do they bring in more tackle help? If they bring in more tackle help, I think you realize, okay, well, Titus is going. They want Titus to play inside.
Well, because they planned it for him to go inside this year to start, and ultimately were able to keep him in there. But man, he looked really, really good.
Yeah,
over there playing right tackle. Look,
I agree.
Really, I think he could have been at a Pro Bowl level if he played out there all year long.
Well, the one thing I like about it, I think you look at Titus Howard's. His experience playing guard, I think, has translated to a little bit more physical brand of tackle for him. And I think that was obvious this week. I didn't watch him every snap, but there were several times when I looked up and I was like, yeah, that's a little different approach Titus is bringing with the physicality. And I you probably said the same for Blake Fisher. I think his story is more about playing well the entire game at left tackle. But I do think in that sixth offensive lineman role, it's a lot of run the football downhill, be physical. It's why we're putting you in the game, right? And so it looked like there was a little different level of physicality there with him as well, which is it's really why the other two guys that are starting at tackle, it's why they're starting, right? I mean, you look at Ariante Ursary and Trent Brown, both of those guys are the more physical tackles on the team. And so it's good to see those two guys not only play well and have success. Hell, I think Blake Fisher was the highest graded offensive lineman for the Texans in that game Saturday.
Did they give him any pressures?
Yeah, man.
To stats.
It's good to see it. Definitely big time for the depth at the O-line position moving forward. I mean, you don't want to see Blake Fisher in the playoffs at left tackle, but if you do, you got to have more confidence today than you had a week ago.
Absolutely. As someone texted in and said, do you think they're going to sign Titus Howard to another contract?
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Very much to me, like we talked about with Dalton Schultz, it's hard to think that you move on past that.
Well,
what you have here,
you can end up. Now, this is unfortunate for Titus, but I mean, you could end up, because you've played him at guard, is like what, like to your point, he could have been a Pro Bowler at tackle potentially. Like, if you know, now that he's not, now that he's a guard, can you get him at a guard number? And so you get him at a guard number, he can play multiple positions, and he's your best. He's arguably your best tackle potentially. So it may end up benefiting the Texans that you play him at guard, and you've been able to survive, and you've been able to win games with it, because you may be able to get him at a number that you just flat out wouldn't be able to get him at if he was playing right tackle every day and balling out.
Yeah. All right, as we continue right here live here on The Drive, Tyler's out here trying to make a little money here early.
Don't leave me out, because I got in on that one.
Oh, you did too. Look at that lower bowl. Yeah. Let's show the whole thing here, baby. Yeah, there you go.
Look, the band's got a good chunk of it.
Band's got
they're no Aggie band,
they're just filling seats, Ty.
Yeah, they're still playing.
They're playing the Music
that
City.
Dreaded.
Bowl. I don't care.
They're playing that dreaded Rocky Top crap.
I'm in a bad place.
They really kicked it at Opry Mills Mall. I'll never forget one time running into the Minnesota Golden Gophers as they were in the Music City Bowl, walking through the mall. At Opry Mills when I was in college.
Were you running the trunk movie business at that mall?
No, man. I was
different seasons.
Was high school.
Yeah, that was different seasons.
That was high school.
Probably could have made some
money. He didn't take that career to Tennessee with him.
No, but at that point, man, we moved
retired.
Past. Moved past the tapes at that point.
He retired it. He upgraded.
We moved past the tapes at that point.
Ron said, when Rod Jeremy goes, I was out.
He could do the internet.
He was selling blow-ups on Broadway, man.
He could do the internet at that point now. But the tape industry, they lost me. Just had to keep them as... I don't know where those tapes are, to be honest with you. I had to find them.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.